House of Mercy. The best that money could buy. As the months passed, Catherine became more excited about plans for spending her fortune. She confided in her friend, Father Nugent, who suggested she seek advice from his trusted friends, Father Armstrong and Father Blake. These priests knew Catherine to be an amazing woman and had watched her roam the alleyways of the city for many years. They took her very seriously when she told them what she planned to do. Her plan was to build a house, a fine house in a good location, where she could have a school for young girls and children. There, they would secure a solid religious education. They would learn how to read and write, how to cook and sew, and many other things that young girls should know. She realized there were girls who were homeless and needed a place to shelter. She would provide them with a place to stay, and then, of course, the sick. So many dying in dreadful conditions, with little or no comfort. She must do something for them. Catherine wanted the best that her fortune could buy. She didn't want her friends going to schools in the back lanes of Dublin City, nor did she want them hiding away in the alleys in second-rate accommodation. No, she wanted the best for the best. So she asked Father Armstrong and Father Blake to find a suitable site. They got working on it immediately. They knew Catherine was anxious to get things started, and in no time they had found a site on the corner of Herbert Street and Baggot Street, right in the heart of an exclusive residential area. The rich and the poor would be living side by side. Catherine was very pleased with the location and with the builders chosen to erect the building. She told them exactly what she wanted built. There would be lots of classroom space with plenty of windows to let in the light. Large dormitories for the homeless and those seeking shelter. And then some rooms for the ladies who would be willing to help with the works of mercy. If all this wonderful work was to succeed, a lot of prayer was needed. So a chapel was included in the plan. God was in charge of this important work. In July 1824, the builders moved in on the site. A house of mercy was no longer a dream. Catherine could hardly believe it was happening. Neither could many of her friends and relatives, who were rather puzzled by the whole appearance of the building as it began to take shape. "I'm afraid to even think about this," James Macaulay half whispered to his sister Mary as they strolled in the grounds of Royal Hospital Kilmainham on a sunny September afternoon. "This building in Baggot Street is beginning to look more like one of those dreadful convents every day. It's Kitty's folly, as far as I'm concerned." Mary glanced behind to make sure Kitty was not within earshot. They were safe enough. Kitty was in deep conversation with William, her brother, and Frances, her sister-in-law. "Do you think she might be thinking of turning it into some kind of a nunnery? She has enough young ladies around her to fill at least two convents." "Don't be crazy, James. Kitty isn't that silly. Her life is centered on visiting the sick and seeking out the poor. If she turned it into a convent, they would have to stay inside, and that would put an end to that. So I wouldn't worry too much, James." "I hope you're right," James sighed. "But what about the ladies?" "Well, if it's the convent life they're interested in, They'll join up with Miss Aikenhead's followers, or head off to Rathfarnham to join those nice English ladies who arrived a couple of years ago. Mary seemed certain that Kitty had no intentions that way, so James was somewhat relieved.